Hello, creepies, and welcome to another middle-aged mini-episode on the Middle-Aged and Creeped Out podcast. Enjoy the show.
Hey, creepies, welcome to Middle Age Mini 246. Nate is your tech engineer, and we are your hosts, Todd and Sean, and we are middle-aged and creeped out. What is going on tonight?
Amazing night.
Yes. Fantastic.
I just had to super.
Yes. I heard sound like Marv Albert.
Yes. Yes.
And he is fine.
It is. It's a great night. We had a great guest chat. Excited to drop it when.
Outstanding.
True. Drop it when it's hot. Oh.
Drop it like it's hot?
It is a good night. It's been a great night. So, yeah, I concur.
Feels like we're all accomplishing on the same page stuff.
We're what?
And stuff.
Accomplishing stuff.
Oh, I thought you said it sounded like we're constipated stuff. I'm like, constipated?
What? Sometimes.
We've got medicine over here for that.
Gee. I was like, whoa.
Clean you right out.
Oh, it has been a good evening, though. It always is in the Mako studio when we get together.
When the conversation turns to constipation or bowel movements and all kind of middle-aged type stuff.
I was like, constipation.
Middle-aged type stuff. Hey, we're on board.
Got to clean my headsets out.
You're right, yeah.
All right. Well, let's get right to it.
Okay.
Sean, what are we talking about?
This is your pick, and it is The Lake Club. And if interested, please go check out our show notes for the source links we use for this topic.
Yeah, The Lake Club, Springfield, Illinois.
I'd never heard of it.
And it has been on, what did I say, from 2005?
A Haunting?
A Haunting, yeah. Mm-hmm. A Haunting We Will Go. It's a creepy place.
Destination. It's not too far from here?
No. Springfield, Illinois? It's not.
Mm-hmm. Well, 4 or 5 hours maybe?
I don't know.
We'll look it up later.
Estimation. Isn't that where the Simpsons are?
That is correct.
Is that where they're?
Mm-hmm. Well, that's what they say it is based on, or that people said. Yeah.
I have never watched an episode of The Simpsons. Can you
Are
believe that?
Are you serious?
Wow. I am serious.
Are you serious? You don't know about all the predictions?
I've never wanted to.
Now they use it as they make it up. Like, well, The Simpsons predicted this, and it's BS, and it's like AI-generated bullcrap, and I'm like, so you don't even know anymore, but they did. There is a lot of stuff.
Do you have a foundation?
I do. Okay. The Lake Club in Springfield, Illinois is based on The Simpsons. Ooh, what was that? Did we get electrocuted?
Wow.
Did you hear that?
Yeah, I did.
Are we still? Yeah, we're still on?
I felt like
we're still going.
Okay. Frankenstein's laboratory. It was like,
yeah. I was like,
I saw Jesus. For just saying.
That was a little freaky. Okay.
Right?
Start over.
I was going to make a joke and I was going to say it's based on the Simpsons cartoon, but no. Springfield, Illinois is one of the most famously haunted locations in the state with a history spanning decades of entertainment, gambling, and paranormal activity.
It was Illinois' first nightclub.
Mm-hmm.
1940.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
When I heard about this, I had to try to kind of picture not Illinois, because I'm like, you don't think about like some hotsy-totsy place. You're like, hey, let's go to Illinois. But they did. Like a lot of people, like a lot of famous people went there.
Yeah, you're right. Firefighters were called to a scene near Lake Springfield in central Illinois one early Sunday morning in August of 1992. When they arrived, they found a dilapidated old building that had been closed for years, completely engulfed in flames. The fire, which later turned out to have been deliberately,
there you go.
Yeah. Set, destroyed a place called the Lake Club, a once grand restaurant and nightclub that had been out of business since the 1960s. Other businesses had come and gone in the building since the demise of the club. But most people recalled the 1940s and the 1950s as the golden age of the Lake Club.
Well, it said it opened in 1940 by promoters Harold Henderson and Hugo. This name is totally
Hugo. I like that.
Hugo Gio Vaginoli.
Sounds right.
You might want to get that checked.
This is on the middle. We'll go with syllable that. There. The Lake Club became a premier nightclub during the 1940s and 1950s, hosting legendary performers like Bob Hope, Ella Fitzgerald, Nat King Cole, and Mickey Rooney.
Ooh, I love Mickey Rooney. Mm-hmm. Used to watch movies with my mom when he was a youngster, making movies. when it said the golden age of the night or the Lake Club in the 40s and 50s, it said it was from this time period that stories of big bands, live radio shows, and illegal gambling emerged as fond remembrances of yesterday. But it was also during this time that the stories of the club's resident ghost emerged, a tragic nightclub employee who simply refused to leave. Mm. So here we go.
Some dark presences there. Yes. A dark presence anyway.
The hauntings began in 1974 with Bill Carmine being the first to notice strange happenings, such as a piano playing in another room when he was alone in the club. A door near the office opening, followed by footsteps, even though no one was there. A glass flying off a table and hitting a wall during a visit by an unfortunate salesman. Over the next couple of years, the disturbances intensified, with employees and musicians reporting unusual occurrences, such as feelings of being poked or prodded by invisible hands, a drink lifting off a table and pouring into a customer's lap. I've never heard that one before.
No.
Office equipment operating on its own and more. So, yeah.
So the old pour the drink in the lap trick.
All right.
Seen it many a time, Nate.
Have you?
No.
You've been part of it.
I haven't.
It was you.
I have here, it says it was in August of 1979 that the Lake Club, known in 1980 when the story came out as the Sober Duck Rock and Disco Club, gained national notoriety. It was at this time when the ghost of Albert Rudy Craner, or Craner, was finally put to rest. According to the many patrons and staff members who had experiences there, like Nate said, the haunting of the Lake Club began in 1974. It said, at the time, the club was in the midst of a revival in interest, and the business was under the ownership of Tom Blasco and Bill Carmian, two Springfield men who were booking rock acts into the club. The building itself was still owned by, Hugo Giovanelli, and Harold Henderson. But as Bill Carmian was the first to notice that something strange was going on at the club. Says both he and Tom Blasco had experienced cold chills in the building, along with hearing odd sounds and getting the feeling of being watched in certain rooms. One afternoon, he came into the club and sat down at the bar with the lights off. Suddenly, he heard the sound of a piano being played in another room. He got up to see who else was in the building with him, and as he stepped into the room, the music stopped. The room was completely empty.
Yeah.
Awesome.
I heard that story, and he was like, "Who's here? Who's playing music?" And he's like, "I was not." He goes, "At first, I thought I was just dreaming it, and it was like it was actual music playing." So,
yeah. Who else has a?
This says the most intense encounters involved Barbara Lard, a waitress who saw the apparition of a man with snow white hair, identified as Albert Rudy Craner, a beloved bartender who committed suicide in June 1968 by shooting himself in a back room with a high powered rifle. Rudy's spirit was believed to be responsible for the disturbances, including a glass flying off a table, like you said, a drink pouring itself, and warning to Barbara that one of the owners would die. A prediction that came true when one of the owners died of a heart attack shortly afterward. It says the resolution of this in 1979, Father Gary Dilly, a former classmate of Tom Blasco, performed a blessing ceremony with two other priests to release Rudy's spirit. The spirits invoked Archangel Michael. I don't know why it says Michael the Archangel, and used holy water, claiming the spirit was finally laid to rest. Despite the blessing, business declined and the club closed in 1988. The building burned down, like you said, Tom.
Do you call me Tom?
I think I need to go to sleep.
Okay, Steve.
I'm so sorry. Todd.
Nate, Tom, and Steve.
The building burned down in 1992, and I don't know what's wrong with my brain. It's gone.
What is going on over there?
This is a bad time to tell you that, like, I woke up every hour on the hour last night, and I probably shouldn't be here, but it's made for some.
I mean, I've been called worse.
At least I didn't call you Tude.
Tude.
Listen, Tom, you be quiet over there.
Gosh, I was like, Tom.
So, Barbara Lard identified Rudy from an old photo.
Oh. the name like lard.
Mm-hmm. And Rudy was, again, he was the one that shot himself.
Yep.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Man, that's a and, way to do that.
They say they assume that he is the source of all the disturbances at the club.
I got here. It says weird things continue to happen. Often on Monday nights while Carmen would be in the building alone. I'm sorry. I don't know why I said that. Would be in the building going over the weekend receipts. He would hear a door near the office open and footsteps crossing the floor. He would jump from his seat to see who was there, but the hallway was always empty. Carmian also remembered a salesman visiting his office one evening when a glass flew off the table and hit the wall on the opposite side of the room. The salesman left in a hurry.
I bet.
Yeah. So
take that.
Craziness here.
Hmm. My drink will be to go. to be gone, right?
Hmm. Man. There's all kinds of stuff.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Lots of paranormal.
Says it was featured in a documentary Haunting in 2005, mm-hmm. books such as Troy Taylor's Haunted Illinois, yep. and it remains a legendary site in American ghost lore, symbolizing how unresolved trauma and dark history can linger in a place long after its physical form is gone. It says the Lake Club's haunting is a powerful tale of loss, legacy, and the enduring presence of the past, a true ghost story rooted in real events, incredible eyewitness accounts. In the heart of the Midwest, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, they're saying, more or less to sum it up, like, they're saying it's basically energies, because of all the, from all the activity of, suicides and gambling and everything happening there, they're not surprised that the Lake Club history turned out the way it was.
Oh, yeah.
And then having all the paranormal activity that it does, which is how a lot of these places are anyhow. There's always something tragic typically that happens.
Mm-hmm.
I'm still looking for the Indian burial ground here.
Yeah.
I'm just waiting. I'm just waiting.
I'm waiting for the lady in white.
Mm-hmm.
I've got a funny story here. It's kind of funny towards the end. It says in 1976, the haunting had intensified and things began happening more often in front of more witnesses. A club bartender was pouring a drink one night when the glass in front of him suddenly shot up into the air and landed over his shoulder. A waitress also experienced the antics of the ghost one night when she went to serve a drink to a customer, only to find the glass inexplicably filled with chocolate. She would later insist that the glass had been absolutely clean when she handed it to the bartender. That's weird. Chocolate.
Hmm. Yeah, that is weird.
Yeah. So, I don't know. Some really strange events. They call, well, not in here, this paragraph I'm looking at says, these strange events. Antics and pranks apparently carried out by the ghost of Rudy Craner. So, I don't know.
In the 70s, the club transformed into the Sober Duck Rock and Disco
mm-hmm.
Club.
Mm-hmm.
That is a long name.
Yeah.
It is. It's actually a pretty cool name, too.
Hmm.
Sober Duck.
Did you see about the ghost of about the Snow White looking lady?
Or Snow White? Is it the man that says
Snow White hair?
The Snow White hair. Are you talking about where he foretold the one owner's death? Is that what you're talking about?
Yeah,
yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's Rudy.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Says she said that the apparition had snow white hair, and she had never known. Heard about or had ever seen a photograph of the late bartender. Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. If somebody in snow white hair comes and says, hey, that person's going to die, you probably need to listen to them, right?
Yeah.
Some I'd say credibility so. There, right?
Mm-hmm.
Hmm. Wow. And she said she claimed to have seen a floating head. So that's behind her in the bar mirror. So yeah, that was Rudy. Just the hit. That's a little odd.
It is weird.
Yeah, I remember watching that episode not too long ago. And when the three priests were you know, blessing it and trying to get rid of the spirits or whatever, the evilness. Yeah, it was.
That's pretty bad when you know, when you have to call in the spirit busters, the priests.
Yeah,
that's pretty serious.
Yeah,
they brought him in for an exorcism, but he decided against performing one, so he just conducted a blessing of the property.
Yep. Yeah, this place would have been something to see, though, back in the heyday.
Yep. Too bad it caught fire.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and
Rudy killed himself.
Yeah, that's tragic. Yeah. Closed in 88. Yeah, that's a little bit ago. What else we got on the Lake Club? Anything?
Did we ever figure out how far it is? Springfield?
Springfield. Oh, Springfield, yeah. You want to look that up?
My guess was 4 or 5 hours.
That's kind of what I'm guessing. I mean, I really don't have any idea.
Let's see here.
Yeah. Oh. What?
It's 3 hours and 11 really? Minutes.
Oh, yeah.
Not bad at all.
Not at all. That's what I'm saying. Yeah, I was like, I bet it's 4 or 5. But no, that's a lot less than that.
Huh. Well, that's just a hop, skip, and a jump.
St. Louis is about a 6-hour drive, so
right.
That's why I was like, it's probably
St. Louis. That's only like 4 hours.
Is it 4 hours? I don't know why I have. St. My mind, it's like 6 hours.
Yeah. 4 hours? I mean, I've never been to St. Louis, but
I have. But I
because it's just straight down 70, so you can make good time.
It's only
around 4 hours.
Isn't that weird? I don't know why I have it. Oh yeah, it is 4 hours. Yeah, three and a half. 3.5. Yeah. I don't know why I had 6 hours in my head.
Because I know
maybe that's really weird.
I've been thinking round trip. Oh. I'm thinking round trip is what I'm thinking. Yeah, yeah. You're right. That's why my guess is off.
Okay. The state line from here, that's only an hour.
Yeah, that's a good point. Yeah, that's
head straight to Danville, Illinois. Just
Well, don't ask the guy that's renaming you guys.
Call me Tom,
right, Nicholas?
we got Nick Steve, Tom, and Nick.
Nick and Tom.
Nick and Tom.
Who are these people?
Oh, what's going on?
With our buddy Sal over here.
Sal, woo. You're like, there'll be a guy. He's got a Lysol white coat, wraps around you nice and tight. He'll be here shortly.
Gives you a hug.
Just stay put. It'll be all right.
It's a little snug.
It's a gift that keeps on giving.
Well, are we good on the Lake Club?
I think so.
I believe so. Shared some good paranormal stories.
Mm-hmm.
This place did not disappoint. Well, Nate, what do you got for us then, if we're done with the Lake Club?
Be kind to Rudy.
Yeah.
Because he won't be kind to you.
Oh.
Doesn't sound like it.
That's a wrap.
And he'll just have his head floating around.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Don't lose your head.
Yeah. No kidding. Jeez. Thank you, Nate. And we want to thank you, Creepies, for listening to our Middle-Aged Mini 246 and our discussion on the Lake Club. So until next time, we'll talk to you later.
Bye.
See ya.